Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Fanny Mendelssohn and the Drawer Full of Music. Click. That is the sound of a brass key turning in a wooden drawer. Inside, tucked away from the world, lies a stack of paper covered in ink. Swirls and dots and lines that hold a secret language. It's a song that no one is allowed to hear. Have you ever made something you were proud of? A drawing, a story, a little tune hummed under your breath, but kept it hidden because someone told you it wasn't for you? Tonight, I want to tell you about a woman who kept her music locked in that drawer. Hundreds of pieces, enough to fill a whole library, all folded away like secret letters. Her name was Fanny Mendelssohn, and her music waited in that drawer for a very, very long time. Fanny Mendelssohn was born in Hamburg, Germany in 1805. Her family was wealthy and loved music more than almost anything else. Imagine a house filled with instruments, a grand piano gleaming in the drawing room, violins leaning in corners, sheet music scattered on every table like autumn leaves, and children, four of them, racing through the halls, humming melodies as they went. The second oldest was a girl named Fanny. 4 years later, along came a boy named Felix. Now here's the thing. Fanny and Felix did everything together. Same teachers, same piano lessons, same composition classes. When one learned a new piece, they'd race to the piano to show the other. Their mother called them the twins in music. And sometimes, just sometimes, even their teachers couldn't tell their compositions apart. By the time Fanny was 13, she could play all 24 preludes from Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier from memory. Imagine closing your eyes and seeing a map of 24 different forests in your mind. You know every turn, every hidden path, every single leaf on every single tree. That is what those 24 pieces felt like in Fanny's fingers. She could walk through any of them without ever getting lost. Her teachers were astonished. "She plays like an angel," they said. "She composes like a master." And Felix? He was brilliant too. But here's a secret their teachers whispered to each other. Sometimes, Fanny's compositions were even better than her brother's. The two of them would sit side by side at the piano, passing melodies back and forth like a conversation. Fanny would play something, Felix would answer. Felix would try a harmony, and Fanny would make it sparkle. They were partners, equals, best friends. Do you know what a sonata is? It's not just a song. It's a musical adventure in three or four acts. Think of it like a play. In the beginning, we meet our characters. We call these themes. They might be brave, or a little bit worried, or full of longing. Then in the middle, those themes go on a journey. They get mixed up, they change, they might even get into a musical argument. But by the end, they come back home. They sound like themselves again, but they've grown. Just like you feel a little different after a long day of exploring. Fanny started writing sonatas when she was very young. Listen to this one. Can you hear how restless it is? The melody keeps pushing forward, like someone pacing back and forth, full of feelings they can't quite express. That's Fanny, pouring her heart into music that no one else was supposed to hear. When Fanny was 15, something happened that changed everything. Her father, Abraham Mendelssohn, sat down and wrote her a letter. He didn't think he was being cruel. Fathers in those days thought they were being sensible, practical. The letter said, "Music will perhaps become Felix's profession, but for you it can only be an ornament." Do you know what an ornament is? It's something pretty that decorates a room, a vase on a shelf, a ribbon in your hair, something nice to look at, but not important, not the point of anything. Her father was saying, "Felix can become a composer, but you, Fanny, you're a girl. Your music is just decoration." Imagine hearing that about the thing you love most in the world. The thing that makes your heart feel like it's flying. Thank you. Fanny didn't argue with her father. Girls in the 1800s weren't supposed to argue. They were supposed to smile and nod and fold their hands in their laps. So she did something else. Something quiet. Something stubborn. She kept composing. Every single day. At the piano before breakfast. Late at night when the candles burned low. She wrote songs and sonatas and pieces for whole orchestras. Piece after piece after piece. And she would fold each one carefully, walk to the wooden desk by the window, turn the brass key, and slide her music into the drawer. Click. The music was safe in there, hidden. But it was also lonely. But here's what's interesting. Fanny didn't stop sharing her music completely. She just found her own way. She started hosting concerts in her own home. Every Sunday morning, the finest musicians in Berlin would gather in her garden room. Imagine being invited to one. Your boots click on the cold marble floor. You smell beeswax candles and lemon tea and the faint perfume of roses from the garden. Rustling silk dresses brush past you. A famous poet nods hello. Then, through the double doors, the sound hits you. A piano leaping and diving like a bird in a storm. This isn't a stiff, quiet concert where everyone sits perfectly still. This room is vibrating with life. And there, at the piano, her ink-stained fingers flying across the keys, Fanny herself. These Sunday concerts became famous. People called them Sonntagsmusiken. That's German for Sunday music. The audience wasn't just friends and family. Famous poets came. Painters with wild hair and paint-splattered coats. Scientists who studied the stars. Even royalty. And you know what? When they heard Fanny's music, nobody said it was just an ornament. They wiped tears from their eyes. They leaped to their feet to applaud. They said it was brilliant. But still, it stayed inside those walls, inside that house, inside that drawer. Now, here's something that might make you feel frustrated, and that's okay. Frustration can be important. Some of Fanny's songs were so beautiful that Felix asked if he could include them in his published songbooks, under his name. Felix loved his sister. He knew her music deserved to be heard. But he also knew the world wasn't ready to accept music written by a woman. So he published 6 of her songs as if he had written them. One of those songs, called Italienne, became so famous that Queen Victoria of England asked Felix to sing it for her at Buckingham Palace. It was her absolute favourite piece of music in the whole world. Imagine how that felt for Fanny. Standing in the shadows, hearing the cheers, knowing that your song, your melody, was being loved, but wearing someone else's name. Felix told the Queen the truth. Actually, Your Majesty, my sister wrote that one. For years, Fanny went back and forth. Should she publish her music under her own name? Should she stay hidden? Sometimes, late at night, she would walk to that wooden desk. She would reach out and touch the brass handle of the drawer, feel the cold metal under her fingertips. She would start to pull, then stop, let go, walk away. The music was safe in there, but safe isn't the same as free. And something was changing inside Fanny. The drawer was getting full, too full. Hundreds of pieces, all folded away, all waiting, all wanting to be heard. And then, in 1846, when Fanny was 40 years old, she made a decision. She was going to publish her music under her own name, Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel. Not as Felix's sister, not as an ornament, as a composer. Do you know how Felix reacted? He was thrilled. He wrote to her, "May you taste only the sweets of success." He told everyone how talented his sister was. He celebrated her courage. The drawer was finally opening. The music was finally stepping into the light. Now I want to tell you about a very special piece of music and the mystery attached to it. It's called the Easter Sonata. You see, after Fanny died, something strange happened. Someone, we don't know who, wrote Felix's name on top of this sonata. And for over 150 years, everyone thought Felix had written it. It wasn't until the year 2010, just a little while ago, that a music detective named Angela Mace looked very carefully at the handwriting, and she discovered the truth. This wasn't Felix's sonata at all. The notes, the melodies, the feelings pouring out of every page, they were Fanny's. They had always been Fanny's. Her music was so good that the whole world assumed a man must have written it. But the truth always finds a way out, even if it takes 150 years. Listen to this. The Easter Sonata, finally wearing Fanny's name. But here is the hard part of the story. Just 1 year after publishing her first works under her own name, Fanny was rehearsing for one of her beloved Sunday concerts. She was at the piano, leading the musicians through a piece. And suddenly, she felt strange. Fanny had had a stroke. She died that very evening. She was only 41 years old. Felix was devastated. He could barely look at a piano without crying. He died just 6 months later, some say from a broken heart. But Fanny's music didn't die. It waited, patiently, in that drawer, in libraries, in dusty attics, waiting for the world to be ready. And now, finally, the world is ready. Today, musicians everywhere play Fanny Mendelssohn's music. Concert halls that once ignored her now fill with her sonatas. The pieces she hid in that drawer are being opened and shared and loved. Over 460 pieces. Songs, sonatas, works for choir and orchestra. An entire life's worth of music, finally free. You know what I think about sometimes? All the other Fannies throughout history. Girls who had gifts burning inside them, but were told those gifts didn't count. How many drawers full of music never got opened? So as you drift toward sleep tonight, remember this. Whatever is inside you, whatever you love to create, whatever makes your heart feel like it's flying, that matters. It's not an ornament. It's not decoration. It's you. And even if someone tells you to put it away, keep it safe. Keep adding to it. Keep believing in it. Because someday, the drawer will open. Fanny waited her whole life, but her music didn't wait forever. It's here now, filling this quiet room, filling your ears, filling the darkness with something beautiful. The truth always finds a way out. Sleep well and keep creating.